Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is J.J. Wilson, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 29, found in Grade 6, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 29 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. These guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee, consisting of education professionals, and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 26 of the Grade 6 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 29. In this question, the student is asked to determine the value of the expression 6m plus 3 to the third power when m equals 7. Please note that a show your workspace is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response first shows substituting m with a parenthetical 7, and then changing 3 to the third power to 27, to get 6 times the parenthetical 7 plus 27. The next step shows that 6 multiplied by 7 is 42, which is then added to 27 to arrive at the answer of 69. Any other valid process to arrive at that answer would also be accepted. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them up in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 28. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the work shown is complete and leads to the correct answer of 69. Next is the second guide paper, which is a score point 1. This paper is only partially correct. Although the student's work demonstrates a sound procedure and leads to the correct answer, it includes a string or run-on equation, which is incorrect. Now let's move on to the third guide paper, another score point 1. The work shown demonstrates a sound procedure, but the exponential phrase 3 to the third power is calculated to be 9 instead of 27, leading to an incorrect answer of 51 instead of 69. The next paper, the fourth guide paper, is also a score point 1. In this response, the student has evaluated the second part of the expression correctly, but the first part of the expression is not addressed. The fifth and last guide paper for this question is a score point 0. The work shown and the answer provided are both incorrect and receive no credit. Please take a moment to review these five papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 29, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 29. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you'll find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 16. In this response, the student has provided a sound mathematical procedure by multiplying, but has made a calculation error and has used a string or run-on equation, which is incorrect and leads to an incorrect answer. Therefore, this response receives a score point 1. Moving on to practice set 17, we find that both the work shown and the answer provided are correct, earning this paper a score point 2. Next, we have practice set 18. This student's work and answer are both incorrect, so this response receives a score point 0. Let's review practice set 19. Although some of the work is not shown, the bridging step and the correct answer are provided. Note that the student does not have to show the 6 multiplied by 7 to receive a score point 2, which this response has earned. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 20. In this paper, the procedure used is sound, but the student has written 47 instead of 42 in the work shown, leading to an incorrect answer of 74. Therefore, this response receives a score point 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.